For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to deploy an S-400 anti-aircraft missile system at its main base in Syria. The deployment of the missile system at the Russian airbase near the port city of Latakia would put the system well within range of targets inside Turkish territory. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has confirmed that a pilot of the downed Russian Su-24 warplane was rescued. The pilot was rescued safe and sound by Russian and Syrian forces and taken to the Syrian Hamamim airbase, where a Russian Air Force group for anti-terrorist strikes is located. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed that the other pilot was killed by Syrian opposition forces. The Russian Foreign Ministry has condemned the downing of the Russian Su-24 warplane by Turkey, describing it as a deliberate action. A spokesperson for the ministry said it was neither a mistake nor an accident, but a deliberate action that has never happened before. The spokesperson added that the incident would not affect Russian efforts towards a peaceful settlement of the Syrian crisis. The Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met more European leaders on the sidelines of the China and Central and Eastern European countries' leaders' meeting. While holding talks with the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Li described the Hungary-Serbia railway project as a landmark for cooperation between China and Europe. The project was proposed by the Chinese Premier during his visit to Serbia in 2014. Li says he hoped the two sides would accelerate preparations to begin building the line. Premier Li has also met the Lithuanian Prime Minister Algirdas Butkevičius. He urged both countries to increase cooperation on Eurasian transportation, push for progress in China-Europe cargo freight train services, and a joint railway project in the Baltic Sea area. China has again called for the upcoming Paris Climate Conference to be realistic about the different capabilities and responsibilities among developed and developing countries. Vice Foreign Minister Liu Xunmin made the remarks on Wednesday in Beijing. Liu said China hopes the conference will stick to the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities. He added that the conference should push for more concrete actions from developed countries, who are expected to honour their commitments to offer financing and technology to developing countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the opening ceremony of the conference and express China's proposals on countering climate change. Eric Chu, chairman of Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang Party, has formally registered to run in the island's leadership election next year. Chu and his running mate Wang Chu-Swan registered on Wednesday at the Election Commission. James Sung of the People First Party, one of Chu's rivals, registered on Tuesday. Tsai Ing-wen of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party announced earlier that she will register on Friday, the deadline for candidate registration. Five hotels in Shanghai have been fined a total of 100,000 yuan for infringing Disney's trademark rights ahead of the opening of the Shanghai Disney Resort. The hotels, owned by the Shenzhen Vienna Hotels Group, use the Disney trademark on their signs and websites without authorization. All the five hotels are in Pudong New District, where the Shanghai Disney Resort is located. The Shanghai Disney Resort, Disney's sixth resort worldwide, is scheduled to open in the spring of 2016. A new civil nuclear energy pact between South Korea and the United States will come into force Wednesday evening. Under the revision, South Korea would be allowed to continue pyroprocessing research, subjecting materials to high temperatures, without consent from the U.S. The two countries initialed the revised pact on April the 22nd after 4.5 years of negotiations to update the 42-year-old agreement. South Korea, which generates about one quarter of its electricity using nuclear reactors, has wanted to develop reprocessing or at least pyroprocessing capabilities. The United States has been concerned that permitting South Korea to enrich uranium and reprocess spent fuel could make it difficult to deter other countries from seeking such technologies. The Brazilian airline Azul has sold nearly 24% of its shares to China's Hainan Airlines Group for $460 million. Azul, Brazil's third largest airline, announced the news on Tuesday. In May, Azul raised $200 million from the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China to finance the purchase of Embraer aircraft, which was announced during Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's visit to Brazil. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.